This is MSO News Sports, and really happy now to be talking. I'm going to say this once again with old friend Paul Yamin, Newburyport High School Clippers hockey. And Paul was one of the first guys to welcome us when we started this venture 10, 15 years ago. Paul, I got to first of all, welcome, Paul. How you doing?
I'm very well, and thank you for having me, Rick. I hope everything's well with you.
Thank you. It is. Yeah, it's funny. The first time I went up to the Graph and met you, I had asked to see the two captains, or however many captains you had, and I was in that little locker room there. I think it was your office, and you brought in, I think, 10 or 12 seniors, and I got to talk to every one of them, and that was just so cool, and I'll never forget that. That was awesome.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while ago, but I still remember that. That was a lot of fun.
It was. And you've had a lot of fun. You continue to do so. You're coming off a spectacular year last year. Didn't end the way you wanted it, but that's okay. Again, yeah. Super season. Maybe a quick reflection on that, Paul, the kind of year you had last year.
Yeah, you just said it. We had a really, really fabulous year, and I was happy for all our seniors. You know, we had a real large group of seniors, and although we wanted to continue a couple more games. I think we had 16 regular season wins and two wins in the tournament, and I was very happy for my guys. It was a good year.
Okay, and I'm talking to Christian Hansen at the prep, talking about losing a lot of his major players and how difficult. Well, not how difficult, but the challenge is in getting new kids into the rotation and so on. So please tell me about how it's gone this year, maybe the makeup of your team in terms of ninth graders through 12th graders.
Yeah, so, and like I said, we lost a lot of guys, but just so happens there's a short preseason this year. So we're working hard to get these young guys acclimated to the system. And, I think we have four or five seniors on the team. More than half the team is freshmen and sophomores. So,
wow.
It's going to take a little while, but so far so good.
Okay, how about some of the players that you have in terms of experience, and maybe start with whatever captains or seniors that you do have.
Yeah, well, we'll start with Damian Lamb as our senior captain goalie. He was player of the year last year in our league, so mm-hmm. We're pretty solid there. We have Will Forrest, who's our other senior captain, defenseman. He's played for, this is his third year playing varsity hockey, so we got some experience there. And Alex Lambert is another senior that played a little bit last year as a junior. Finn McNeil, the same. And Brian Lucy, who took a year off last year and is coming back this year as a senior. So we have four or five guys with some experience. And our sophomore class, we had three guys that performed very well as freshmen last year, Henry Waddell and Luke McIsaac and Owen Mongi. So I think we'll be okay. We got a little nucleus there. We just got seven or eight freshmen with us, so take a little bit with them.
Oh, my goodness. Now, in terms of that kind of thing where it's a big turnover, when you have someone like Damian back in the net, does that allow some of the other kids to kind of grow? I mean, in other words, they might make a mistake, but he can cover for it, and then they learn from that?
Well, I think so. I think we're going to have to play to our strengths, and I think that's, we're in between the pipes there. We're pretty good. So, we can lean on him, and I think he's okay with that. He's experienced, and he's played in some really big games. So I think, that's a positive there.
Tell me about communication on defense, Paul, because I'm still trying to learn this, even at my advanced age. I'm taking notes. On defense in high school, sometimes if you have a great leader back there, a quarterback, so to speak, sometimes he's a kid who can really control the puck. But does the goalie communicate with the defense or the defense with the goalie in terms of, saying things on the ice, talking to one another?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goalie is really has to be verbal. And Damian, that's something that he's worked on very hard. He's still working on it. He's just not a very vocal kid, but he leads by example, but not vocally. And, we have, I think, three or four freshman defensemen this year. So we're actually talking about that today, about he needs to talk to him about pressure, where it's coming from. If we need to reverse it, we're going to go straight up. There's a lot of things he has to be verbal about.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky that he's experienced back there, and I think he's coming along nicely in that matter.
Every kid you have as a forward, I'm sure, throughout the years, wants the puck, wants to go into the offensive zone, you know, and go on net. And I know that historically one of the challenges of coaching, I would suppose at any level, is to get your players to come back on defense to play the full sheet of ice. Is that one of the things that you have drills for, and you start with your younger kids saying, okay, no matter what, you got to come back here. You got to go back and play defense. And how important is that?
Well, I mean, I think a lot goes into that. You know, I think compete level, I think, you know, conditioning. And, you know, I've been a stickler on the conditioning since, you know, Jed and I and Gator have been here. We've been here since day one, the three of us, 22 years.
So, yep. Wow.
You know, I think that our team, you know, if we don't have any issues with that, right? The conditioning piece and the compete, well, you know, you're playing hockey, you're out there to compete. So a lot of back-checking is about that, you know, grit, compete, conditioning, and I think we're good there.
Is it a question of concentration, too, paying attention in terms of back-checking?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it depends on all the situation, but yes, I mean, that's a big part of it. We work on that a lot. We talk about that, you know, we run drills specifically for that.
So. Ah, okay. All right. Now, I don't usually ask this time of year, but in terms of special teams, it's so early, and you have such an influx of new people. How does that work?
Well, we started today. You know, literally had a week. So we did 3 or 4 days of tryouts. We just came up with our rosters today, and we started working on the special teams today. So we have a scrimmage tomorrow night with Tewksbury, who's always a very good team. Teams are always prepared very well, and you know, I think we're gonna do some power play and kill tomorrow. It's gonna be played as a regular game. So whenever we play Tewksbury, we're on the kill and we are on the power play. So.
Okay, yeah, Tewksbury, man, is every North Shore team in the tournament, whatever sport it is, you got to go through Tewksbury. It's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's a great tradition over there, and you got to give it to them. I mean, you know. Both of our schools, really, we never really get over 40 guys trying out for our teams, and Derek's team is always there. You know, they're always there, and maybe, what, 38, 40 guys trying out? You know, so good for them. You know, I admire that program.
When you look preseason before you even started to get on the ice here in December, what did you consider the strength of the team to be? Now, I mean, that must rely strictly on your returners, because you don't know how much the new kids coming up from JVs or whatever are going to contribute. But what did you consider to be the strength of your team, Paul?
Well, goaltending. This year, I think Damian was solid. Last year as a junior, we just didn't know. You know, he had never really played before. We had Jamie Brooks before him. So, but he stood up tall last year as a junior. So we had a lot more up front last year as far as scoring goes, and you know, that took a little bit of pressure off Damian. So this year, I think, you know, he's going to have to keep it. We're hoping that he gets, you know, if he plays like he did last year, I think we'll be fine. If he gets better, we'll be better.
Okay. All right. What have you learned from the scrimmages so far? What's caught your eye?
We had two scrimmages past weekend. You know, again, it's a feeling out process. We played a lot of kids in both scrimmages. So I think tomorrow night we're going to, you know, tighten it up a little bit as far as that goes and play it more like a game. So, but we had, you know, with the young kids we have in the roster, we had to look at them. And we gave them a good look at, you know, in both games. So tomorrow we're going to cut it down a little bit, and hopefully by Saturday, we'll be good.
How do you evaluate this time of year, Coach? Because, again, it's so early and there's so many unknowns, or there could be a lot of unknowns. Maybe there aren't. But, you know, it's a very short preseason. It takes a quick time to get prepared here. So how do you do it as coaches? How do you evaluate? Do you talk to each other about – no, wrong question. Do you take notes? Do the other coaches take – how do you do that in such a short time?
I mean, I think one of the strengths of our program is our coaching staff. You know, Jed Beauplan and Jeff Gadatis have been with me since day one, and We have Billy Bedreau and Jeff Weil, who played for us on our state championship team some 12 years ago, who were fabulous coaches. So everybody, I just want my coaches to coach. I let my coaches coach. I'm not making all the decisions. You know, we sit down after every practice. We get to watch our practices on film. You know, after the practice, we'll talk and go home, watch a little bit of the practice and, you know, exchange thoughts. And I respect every one of their thoughts. And you know, again, I let them coach. So it's just not my decisions. You know, ultimately I'll make the final decision, but what they have to say means a large amount.
Well, you kind of know what you're doing. I know that. A couple of other quick questions, but one off the wall question. What do you tell parents this time of year?
I don't talk to them. I talk to them as a large group.
I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, what our expectations are and, you know, the schedule, and there's more into it than just the games and practices. And, you know, we do stuff in the community and we do some, you know, if we have to do a little fundraising, we might do that. We haven't done that in a while, but if we need to, we will. So there's a lot that goes into it. Watching film, we're in a weight room twice a week, every week. We're watching film twice a week, maybe three times a week, every week. So, you know, it's not youth hockey, and there shouldn't be any parents hanging around the rink at practice time. It's let your kids, you know, enjoy themselves, and hopefully they learn some life lessons.
I would expect by this point in your career, that's a given in Newburyport. People know Newburyport hockey. They know the culture of Newburyport hockey, and it's well-respected because it continues. So I laughed, but I understand what you're saying. It's that, you know, you do a one-time thing, you explain stuff, and then, okay, let us do our job, let the kids do their job, and support that. And I think that's an obvious tradition up there in Newburyport. Okay, a couple of final quick questions. Tell me about your captains.
Captain Damian Lamb, our goalie. You know, again, last year he was player of the year in our league and stood real tall, beat some really good teams. And I, you know, outside of hockey, I think he's a better kid than he is a hockey player. He is academically, he's outstanding in National Honor Society. So just very happy to have him in our program. Represents very well. Will Forrest is the same type of kid. He's been with us for 4 years, great student, has big plans in the future. And I'm sure he's going to be successful. Comes from a great family. So very proud to have those two guys as our captains.
These kids 4 or 5 years from now are going to come back during a break or whatever, and they're going to hang out with the team at a particular game. What's your feeling, Coach? What's your fondest memory, I think, in terms of that? Well, you see these kids grow up. You've got, over the years, a lot of them, and they do come back. And they sort of infuse their energy into whoever you're working with now. And that feels so great as a teacher, doesn't it, when you see these kids come back as adults?
Yeah, I mean, it makes me keep coaching, you know. I mean, I just had Caden Eisenman send me a text wishing us good luck, you know, upcoming on Saturday, our opening night. He says he's going to be there. You know, it's just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our alumni game's coming up, and they're all reaching out to me. And I'm going, you know, I'm going from year one to last year. That's the number of kids that we're going to have playing in our alumni. We have 2 hours, an older guy thing. We call them the older guys now, and the younger guys. So I love the tradition. I love the tradition in Newburyport.
I know, and it's funny, at a certain age, man, you still have that fire in the belly. I'm talking about myself now, and keep it going, and it's so great to hear that. I just love this. Okay, last question, your schedule. Tell me about the first game of the season and maybe what the schedule looks like, because the Cal is not an easy league.
No, it's not an easy league. We open up with Essex Tech, and, you know, they had a great year last year. Coach Leonard does a great job. We've banged heads for a long time, me and him. He was over at Peabody for a while with some really good teams over there, you know. And so I know they're going to be prepared and ready to go. They had, I think, 75 kids try out for their team.
Oh, wow.
Massive school now, you know. And so you can't look at the Tech schools like some people do, like
right.
the schools they are now.
Well, he's got Gino Feo over there now, too. That's got to help him.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so and strength of schedule for you guys?
The usuals, Canton, Franklin, King Philip, St. John's.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Burlington, Masco, all of our normal non-league games. So we have 10 or we're playing 22 this year, mm-hmm. and I think 12 of them are non-league. So
all right. Coach, it's so exciting to get back into this. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I'm going to bug you all season long.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate what you do, Rick. Anytime you want, I'm there for you.
That's very nice of you to say that, Paul. Best of luck, man, and go get them. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. That is Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yameen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.